Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, joined by Kent Steinbeck. We're coming to you from Herb's Coffee House in Dallas, Texas. We've got a great Bible study in store. I just want to hop right into it as swiftly as I can. We're in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 15. 2 Peter 1 and verse 15. The title of this devotion is A Legacy That Lasts. A legacy that lasts. Let me read verse 15. And I will also be diligent that at any time after my departure, you will be able to call these things to mind. Kent, one measure of an effective ministry and one measure of a life that has been well spent for the Lord is how effective people will live for the Lord after you leave this world. Many times people will be engaged in God's work or in following the Lord as long as you're standing there. But when you're removed at the time of your death and they no longer can see you, will they continue to follow Christ? Will they still adhere to the truth? And Peter is talking about that in this verse, and I want to walk through this because he's talking about after the time of my departure, you need to recall these things in your mind. So let's start at the beginning of this, and he says, I will also be diligent. And that word diligent, Kent, means to be zealous. It means to be eager. It means to make every effort. And so Peter is not half-hearted. Peter is all in with the Lord. And there is a zealousness about his walk with the Lord. And that's a word that we don't often use today, Kent, but we need to recapture it. It's a Bible word. And it's the word zeal really means to be on fire, that there's a burning intensity within you for the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what that word diligent means. You're not dragging your feet. You're not living your Christian life with the emergency brake on. I mean, you've got the pedal to the metal, and you're fired, and you're moving forward. I will be diligent that at any time after my departure, his departure is talking about departure from this world. He knows that his death is imminent from the previous verse. So after he leaves them, he says, you will be able to call these things to mind. These things refer to all that he's taught them. And specifically, verses 1 through 11. But I think it can also include the full counsel of God that he had taught them. There had been a deposit that had been made with them. And they need to be able to recall these things, to call it to their mind. Kent, you've had people build the Word of God into you who are no longer with us in this world. Mm-hmm. And that still resonates with you. I know it does because we talk about that from time to time. Mm-hmm. And I've had people who have built into me mm-hmm. the truth of God's Word, and they have now departed to be with the Lord. They ran their race well. And that truth that's in me and that's in you, it's still burning within us, and it's shaping the way we understand Scripture, a Christian worldview, the way we witness, the way we do church, the way we walk, the way we pray. And that's what Peter is saying, that I've made this deposit with you, and the time of my departure has now come. And I want you to be able to call these things to mind. Now, the word mind should really capture our attention, because he doesn't say just emotions. The truth must be in our mind, and we must recall these doctrinal essentials in our mind. And really, everything in our Christian life begins with the mind, which then affects our emotions, which then drives our will. And so how important it is that we know the truth. Jesus said in John 8, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. He said in John 17:17, sanctify them by your word. Your word is truth. So that really indicates that the truth needs to be so planted within us that we're able to recall it and to bring it back to the forefront of our mind. And that is really what's directing our lives. It's what's rekindling our hearts. It's what's really giving us strength to live the Christian life. So, Kent, a legacy that lasts. And I think as we talk about this, I think we all need to ask ourselves, what kind of a legacy am I leaving? What kind of a truth deposit am I leaving those who are around me? And whether it's in discipleship, whether it's one-on-one, whether it's teaching a Sunday school class, whether it's preaching a sermon, whether it's writing a book or an article, what kind of truth deposits am I implanting into people so that after I'm gone, they still have the truth soundly in hand? So, Kent, I kept talking there. I'm sorry.
No, that's great. I there's two things I'm wondering. So I hear what you're saying is that we need to be implanting the word and truths and wisdom in people, but also does it also mean that we need to find people that are doing that that can help us?
Oh, absolutely.
So it's kind of both sides of the coin.
Yeah. People need to be feeding into us, and then we need to be feeding into others.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, Kent, that's one reason I love to read church history.
Yeah.
Because the greats who have gone before us, Luther, Calvin, Edwards, Whitfield, Tyndale, Knox, Spurgeon, I mean, these men, Lloyd Jones, have had a huge influence in my life as I have read and observed their life story, how they preach the Word of God. And so they have made untold deposits. I mean, they have nailed my feet to the floor.
Yeah.
And so even they have invested in me, as well as other people who are still alive right now. MacArthur, until recently Sproul. Other people like that, James Montgomery Boyce. I mean, they built into my life. They built into your life.
Yeah.
And so we're stewards of what has been entrusted to us. And that's one reason we're doing Steadfast Hope together.
Exactly.
I mean, we're just trying to pass on what's been passed down to us.
Sure.
Like a relay race.
Yeah, yeah. And I just remember my own father, who spent a lot of time in the Word, and especially in Proverbs, and he would always quote Proverbs to me. And then that still resonates with me. I'd ask him a question, and he'd give me a proverb a lot of times.
Yeah.
And that it seems to me that the wisdom in the Word is really that you remember that more than you do other things
that are
more temporal teachings.
Absolutely. Isn't that interesting that that's what would flash to your mind about your father, who taught you so many things about even business and stewardship and things like that? But nevertheless, it's the Word of God that He implanted in you still rises to the surface.
That should, again, those of us that aren't ministers and pastors can give words of wisdom to other people that they'll carry and pass down.
Absolutely. And I think sometimes it may have a greater sticking power because you can relate to this other businessman, you can relate to this other neighbor, and what has been important to him. And many times it just resonates with you because you can connect with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kent, we just need to think about this, you know, leaving this deposit of truth in the lives of others.
Our words matter, don't they?
Man.
And our influence.
Yeah, our influence.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for joining us for this episode of Steadfast Hope. I hope this has been something that will spur you on in your life. None of us are an island unto ourselves. We all are connected with people around us. We all rub shoulders with people around us. And we need to leave an influence upon others that will outlive us. So I'm Steve Lawson. This is Kent Steinbeck. As always, thank you for joining us for Steadfast Hope.